You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. We got a fun show for you today. Matt Okada is going to drop by with his top waiver wire targets for the week. But first, answering fan questions as we get closer to the start of the fantasy playoffs. Let's get to some of your questions real quick. You sent them to us on Twitter, X at Fantasy, NFL Fantasy, rather. Kuba wants to know, what do we do with Adam Thielen?
You bench him and maybe even drop him. Like, the numbers when Frank Reich isn't calling the plays are vastly different than what they are when he calls the plays.
Plus, you didn't draft him to do all this much for you, so you could probably move on from him. Alejandro wants to know, Cup or Puka? But at this point, I think it's Puka. Six straight games with less than 50 receiving yards for Cooper Kupp. I don't know if he's fully healthy or what the deal is, but Puka Nacua really has taken over as the wide receiver one in Los Angeles. This one for you from Dale. Is DK a must start each week?
I'll say yes to appease you guys, but no. Like, I know he went off this past week. Coming into this game, he was a wide receiver three, averaging less fantasy points per game than Gabe Davis. Like, yeah, you're going to start DK Metcalf, I get it. But all the people being like, you never sit a wide receiver one, clearly weren't paying attention to the output that DK had been giving you the first 12 weeks.
The Seahawks passing game hadn't been that great before Thursday night. Last one, Bryce wants to know, who do I start rest of schedule, full PPR, McBride or Kincaid? These are first world problems here, Bryce. I'm going to say Trey McBride, but this feels like there's no real wrong answer here. But Trey McBride has been lights out in the last month or so, so that's the guy that I would go with. Let's get some of the top waiver wire targets for the week. Our pal Matt Okada's put together his list for week 14. Quarterbacks. Got Josh Dobbs, Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew, Joe Flacco. Welcome back, Joe Flacco, at 38 years old. The Desmond Ridder and Matthew Stafford. Moving on to some running backs. Chuba Hubbard, Tyjae Spears, Ezekiel Elliott going on Thursday night against the Steelers. Antonio Gibson, Commanders on a bye, but worth stashing there. Keaton Mitchell as the Ravens come back off their bye. Roschon Johnson, Elijah Mitchell, because you should be handcuffing your elite players at this point in the season. And Michael Carter, again, the Cardinals also on a bye this week. Some pass catchers at wide receiver. Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, Greg Dortch, Noah Brown, and John Mechie with Tank Dell out for the season. Jonathan Mingo, who's put together a couple of decent games the last couple of weeks. Isaiah Likely, Gerald Everett, and Kate Otten as we talk about the tight ends. Time now to bring in the one and only Matt Okada, who writes the Waiver Wire column. You can find it at NFL.com/waiver wire. Two teams on a bye, which is not optimal considering it's the last week of the fantasy regular season. But I guess if there's a silver lining, it's Arizona and Washington. So maybe a couple of guys of note missing, but not an overwhelming number, Matt. So, but let's start at quarterback because Joe Flacco, 38 years old. I won't say he comes directly off the couch and throws the ball well, but look, he hasn't been playing for a while and actually looked decent this past week for the Browns.
Yeah, I don't know where he's been throwing. Maybe it wasn't the couch. Maybe it was his backyard. It wasn't on an NFL field, but you wouldn't know it the way he came out and slung it this past week. And the same thing happened last year with the Jets. And this year we said, well, no, he can't do it again. He's another year older. He's been out of the league for even longer, and this team's not good. He threw for 254 yards, a pair of touchdown passes, 16 fantasy points with a pick, and he just looked good. Like, maybe the best we've seen from a Browns quarterback all year or in recent years. So I know this sounds crazy, but I'm not opposed to looking at Joe Flacco if you were relying on Kyler or Sam Howell, who are two of those somewhat usable guys that are out this week. Next week, he gets the Jaguars. They've actually been pretty soft to fantasy quarterbacks over the last 5 weeks, and they have allowed several big performances and a few surprising streams throughout this season. It would help a lot if Amari Cooper is active. He should be in the concussion protocol after last Sunday. So keep an eye on that, because that will be his number one weapon, obviously. But there's a lot of holes at QB these days and a lot of streamers who could project in this range. I think Flacco is one of them and probably the most easily acquired.
And Okada, you do this every week, and for weeks now you have been telling people to pick up Chuba Hubbard. It feels like more than half the year you've been saying this. This feels like people's last chance to do so.
Yeah, it is almost certainly the last chance, because he's pretty heavily rostered finally, and he just had another big game. So I think this is your last shot to pick him up. And 40% of NFL.com players started him last week. So congratulations to all of you who got his 22.4 fantasy points against the Bucks. To the rest of you, go and pick him up. That marks two straight games for Hubbard with 20 plus fantasy points. And this past Sunday was his best on the ground by far, 25 carries for 104 yards in what was this first game of the post-Frank Reich era. So I'm optimistic we could see more of that moving forward. Miles Sanders once again looked incredibly inefficient and should honestly not be seeing anything more than a couple change of pace touches moving forward, in my opinion. And this is important to note. The Panthers were able to stay in that game. I think that's why we saw so much from Hubbard. I think they can do that again next week against the Saints and the week after they get that against the Falcons, both divisional games against opponents they're kind of middle of the road. And the Saints run D is not what it was for many years, that vaunted D that you could not start anyone against. So I'm willing to roll Hubbard out there this week and I think rest of season.
Speaking of running backs that play in a Southern division, Tajay Spears, as a guy who's had a decent role all year long. Now, look, we thought maybe Derrick Henry is going to be in concussion protocol. Then Mike Vrabel said he's not. But it does feel like people should still be adding Spears just because he seems to be carving out a decent role in Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B there. One, we don't know exactly what's going on with Henry. We're going to have to keep our ear to the beat reporters in Tennessee to see what happens with him and whether he's limited in any way. But like you said, Spears has looked decent in various opportunities that he's gotten. And if anything, if this particular injury pans out poorly for Henry, or if anything else happens over the next couple of weeks, which we've seen happen recently with other big running backs, Spears would be an absolute locked and loaded starter. He was unsurprisingly excellent in relief on Sunday, took 22 opportunities for 88 yards. That's the kind of thing we've seen from him when he's gotten chances. They're also the rest of the season schedule for them: Miami, Houston, Seattle, and Houston. I think those were already looking intriguing for Spears because they're likely to be high scoring affairs where the Titans are heavy underdogs and they have to look to the pass game more often, where Spears has been more used. So again, if Henry misses any time or is limited in any way, Spears becomes a locked and loaded starter. If not, he's a potential pinch hit flex and you want him on your bench anyways, just in case.
I'm getting the pinch hit references in there with the Angels memorabilia behind him. Speaking of backs who are going to, you know, kind of be in fill-in duty right now, Zeke Elliott, it looks like Ramondre Stevenson, time is against him this week with them playing on Thursday night. What do you think of Zeke if he gets to start?
Yeah, unlike with Henry, this looks to me like we're not going to see Ramondre certainly this week, maybe again this season. Depends, of course, on the nature of the sprain he's got. It's also worth noting the Patriots don't have anything at all to compete for except the number one pick right now. So it doesn't really make sense to rush Stevenson back in any way. So Zeke is maybe the hottest commodity at the position this week. He's looked surprisingly good given his age and recent inefficiencies with the Cowboys and how bad this offense is. But I think he's going to be the undisputed lead and likely bell cow back for this team down the stretch. And he put up 92 scrimmage yards once again in that kind of relief position for when Stevenson went out last week. That included 40 yards through the air on four catches, which is big. And it is a lot of how Ramondre Stevenson has been fantasy relevant in this terrible offense. You have to be able to do that because they're not going to put up a lot of points. They're not going to be able to run on teams much. But if you can catch the ball, you can put up fantasy points. So I think we see that from Zeke. I think he has low to mid RB3 floor because of the volume with an RB2 ceiling when Stevenson's out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, when we talk about great fantasy QB duos this year, I mean, we got to talk about Dak and CD, Jalen and AJ Brown, Tua and Tyreek. We got to talk about Joe Flacco and Elijah Moore, because apparently that's a thing now that they're together in Cleveland.
It is, and it's been a thing before, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised about this. But yeah, Amari Cooper left Sunday's game, the concussion protocol, and now Elijah Moore's old flame, Joe Flacco, is back in at quarterback for the Browns. As a result of that combination of circumstances, most likely, Moore had 12 targets for 83 yards, both season highs. It was his third game with 12-plus fantasy points in the last 4 weeks, so he's kind of been creeping in on waiver interest regardless. But now, listen, he's flashed talent all year. He's flashed talent throughout his whole career, but for some reason, he just doesn't seem to get used the way that we all think he should. The one guy who seems willing to do that is Joe Flacco. He's in at quarterback. Whether or not Cooper suits up this next week against the Jaguars, I think you're rolling Moore out there as a fringe starter in PPR. And if Cooper does miss time, I think Moore becomes a fringe must start with legitimate 8-10 catch upside. And it's worth noting that he had those 12 fantasy points and those 83 yards on just four catches on Sunday because of a really low catch rate. I think if Flacco gets another week to work in and the two of them get another week to work together, we could see that come up, which means his fantasy points come up.
Moving to tight ends, we've only seen one game of Isaiah Likely without Mark Andrews. It was more of a floor game, but there's probably a lot more upside. I at least think there is. How do you feel about Isaiah Likely, Okada?
Yeah, I like him a lot. And I think to your point, we saw 6 targets and 8 fantasy points in that game, the first game without Andrews. And those did feel like floors, and those are great floors for a tight end. We say this often in the waiver segment. I say it often in the waiver column. If you're going to get 6 catches, 5 catches, and put up 8 to 10 fantasy points as a floor, that is going to be solid enough as a streamer tight end. And we absolutely have seen Likely put up higher ceilings himself. And Andrews, of course, put up higher ceilings, which means the opportunity is there for Likely to do the same. Baltimore was on bye week last week, so he may be heavily available. Go take a look. They get the Rams defense next week, who's been soft against tight ends all year. I think Likely is as good a bet as nearly anyone for 5 catches and 50 yards in the position. And if he throws in a touchdown, you have a great start.
One last one. We don't talk a lot about defenses. We talk about the waiver wire here. But the Colts, you look at the next 4 games for them, and it lines up pretty well. If you're talking about streaming defenses or playing matchups, the Colts have about as good a schedule as you could imagine right now.
Yeah, I begged our producer to let me throw this defense in here, which we don't do that often, because of how crazy this is. This is what I wrote in the column this week. If you have the Cowboys, the Ravens, or maybe the Steelers, you can move on and ignore what I'm saying. If you do not have one of those 3 defenses, drop whoever you have and pick up the Colts. They have scored double-digit fantasy points in 4 straight games, totaled 69 fantasy points over that span, 4-plus sacks in each, 9 takeaways, 3 touchdowns in total in those games. And here is that rest-of-season schedule you mentioned, Marcus. The Jake Browning Bengals, the Kenny Pickett / Mitch Trubisky Steelers, we don't even know, but it doesn't matter, the Desmond Ridder Falcons, and the Aiden O'Connell Raiders. I would not be surprised if they're the number one DST rest of season.
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to find great matchups, and this one, just 4 excellent matchups handed to you on a silver platter. If you want more on a silver platter, go to NFL.com/waiverwire, get Matt's waiver wire picks for the week. Also, go check him out on Twitter at Matt Okada. Matt, as always, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon. There goes Matt Okada. Be sure to check him out and be sure to, you know, hang around. Check us out, too, because we'll be back with you later on in the week. Keeping our fingers crossed about any injury news. Hopefully we get some of these guys back, because final week of the fantasy regular season is now upon us. In the meantime, that is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Tomorrow, we're previewing the first chunk of the Week 14 slate of games. You know the drill. Tell 2 friends to tell 2 friends. Rate, review, and remember, be like a postage stamp. Stick to a thing until you get there. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.